In studio with us, as we mentioned at the top of the show right now, is Winona Mayor Scott Sherman. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you for coming in. So as we said at the top of the show, we wanted to have Scott in because at the latest city council meeting earlier this week, a big topic of discussion was the regulations, guidelines, stipulations that could be put in place here in the city of Winona as far as smoking marijuana, consuming cannabis and cannabis-related products. As a lot of you out there know, cannabis and marijuana became legal in Minnesota on August 1st. However, the state law isn't real specific about what some of the regulations will be. And so that, those decisions, those regulations, those guidelines have been left up to local municipalities, local cities, local towns to sort of regulate as they see fit. And Scott, as we said, this was a big topic of conversation at the latest city council meeting. What are some of the regulations, stipulations, guidelines that the city of Winona is considering putting into effect regarding marijuana and cannabis-related products?
Yeah, at the last council meeting, staff had brought forward, staff and city attorney had brought forward a ordinance that would have restricted adult recreational marijuana use, both smoking marijuana as well as things like seltzers and edibles in public spaces in the city of Winona. We had basically had a long discussion about how that would potentially restrict some of the state laws that had already been put in place. On August 1st, it was legalized fully in the state of Minnesota. Mm. And so at the municipal level, what we were asked to do is kind of create our own ordinances, and there will be a lot of work to do on this in the next couple of years here. The marijuana cannabis, the state cannabis board will be developed, I believe, this fall, and hopefully before the first of the year. And then I don't believe sale of recreational smokable marijuana will be allowed until 2025.
So 2025, the dispensaries are scheduled to open.
Correct, yeah. And then there will be a lot of, you know, discussion about the permitting process and what that looks like for a business to be able to do that within the city of Winona, but also the state of Minnesota. So what we discussed at the meeting specifically was, should recreational marijuana mimic what some of the smoking restrictions are regarding tobacco, like cigarettes and cigars? And then also, how would it mimic potentially some of the alcohol-related ordinances that we have within the city? So right now you're allowed, let's say you're playing softball, you know, softball league, and you're allowed to have a beer down at Lake Park. But you all of a sudden with this ordinance would not be allowed to drink a THC seltzer or eat an edible down at the lake. And we thought that, and when I say we, this was part of the discussion, but we ended up voting to postpone this and have the city attorney come back either later this month or at a future council meeting in September to try and refine this a little bit better and get it more in line with both tobacco ordinances that we have within the city as well as our alcohol-related ordinances within the city.
And this would relate, as far as some of the restrictions and guidelines you guys would put in place, this would be in effect only in city-owned and city-operated spaces like parks, like city buildings, like city parking lots, or would this be a city-wide ordinance?
Yeah, it would be public spaces is really what we're looking at for ordinance. So by state law, in a private residence, you are allowed to smoke marijuana, drink seltzer, drink THC drinks, and eat marijuana edibles. Mm-hmm. We aren't going to change any of that. So basically in a private residence, within your yard, within what is technically called the curtilage, which is, you know, like your front yard, your backyard, mm-hmm. That kind of stuff, that's allowable. And we don't have any ability to restrict that at all. What we were looking at specifically were public spaces. So some of the parks, a sidewalk, you know, some of our different recreational facilities, city buildings, as you mentioned. But then, you know, one thing to remember is that we do already have, let's say, smoking ordinances for public buildings. You're not allowed to smoke in a public building. You're not allowed to drink alcohol in a public building. Mm-hmm. So what we were really trying to do is see if we could try and align that better with the tobacco and alcohol ordinances that we already have in place. There's also some verbiage in there in regard to proximity to like a school,
right,
or a daycare, or places where it is primarily youth. Now, that's where kind of the gray area comes into play here. So let's say we have, as Police Chief Tom Williams brought up, let's say we have Levy Park fireworks each year. There are a lot of youth there. Now, would that be allowable during that specific event, or would we potentially restrict marijuana use? And when we talk about marijuana use, you know, you do have to separate it, because drinking a seltzer or eating an edible is not pervasive like smoking or vaping marijuana right. would be. And that's something that we have to take into consideration as we're trying to develop this ordinance or lack thereof. And so what we need to look at is, you know, I think all of council agreed, we don't want to be impacting our youth within our community. This is an adult recreational marijuana law. It is for ages 21 and older, similar to alcohol. And so in that regard, what we don't want to do is impact the youth of our community.
However, you know, if you think about, say, you brought up the example of the fireworks at Levy Park, or we think about Steamboat Days, people can walk around at those events smoking cigarettes or smoking cigars, right?
Right.
So does that mean people could walk around smoking a joint?
Right now, it is legal in Winona and the state of Minnesota.
What do you think about that potential restriction on that going forward? Because it seems like if you're going to ban somebody from smoking a joint at Steamboat Days, or even like the example you gave at a softball game, somebody's drinking a beer after a softball game, which is permitted, they can also smoke a cigarette along with that beer.
Right.
Will people be allowed to smoke a joint in those same situations where people can smoke a cigarette or a tobacco product in a public setting?
Yeah, that's what we're going to have to figure out. And that's a big piece of what that debate was at the council meeting on Monday night. Ultimately, our city attorney had asked us for some guidance. What did each council member think was appropriate? And I think overall, again, we don't want the pervasiveness of smoke, of marijuana smoke, to be something that would be a nuisance in any way, shape, or form, and specifically geared towards youth. So we will have to see what the city attorney comes back with. And we will have to, you know, ultimately vote on this ordinance. Now, what we really don't want to do is have keep amending this ordinance. We'd like to have something where we can just make a decision and move forward from it.
Yeah. However, you could make the argument for people who say don't smoke cigarettes that cigarette smoke in a public setting is a nuisance.
Absolutely. Yep. You sure can.
So that's, I mean, that's kind of where I'm thinking, you know, where is that line? Where is that division? You mentioned Chief Tom Williams was at the council meeting. We had Winona Police Chief Tom Williams in studio last week to discuss about before August 1st to discuss, you know, what law enforcement was doing, what their role was going to be as marijuana became legal. I know you're not in law enforcement. You're not a law enforcement officer. But what are some of the concerns, you know, as far as how law enforcement will, you know, enforce some of these regulations, how it will change for them, some of the concerns they have regarding these regulations and guidelines when they're put in place?
Well, ultimately, I think what the way the police handle situations, regardless if it's, public disturbance or whether it's, you know, marijuana now and anything in between there, they in general respond to complaints. So someone has to make a call into either 911 dispatch and or non-emergency, make a complaint. It's filed. Police always follow up on a complaint. And so in that regard, it will, you know, they are responding to complaints. I can't say that police right now have the bandwidth to go out and hunt down, you know, nuisances. Right. There are things like dog walking around the lake park. So on East Lake Park, it's not allowed. We do get reports of people walking with a dog off leash, let's say at East Lake, and we'll get a complaint. Well, by the time the police show up, a lot of times that person with that dog is gone. Sure. So, you know, it is a something where it is complaint-based response. I don't necessarily see it. There are like under 21 ID checks at bars, so there might be some of that here and there. But again, that's a couple of years down the road. I do know that city inspections will have to do inspections of retail dispensaries mm-hmm. once they come in place. So right now, police response, the way the ordinance and the law is set up, they can be told, yes, there is someone smoking a joint someplace, and they, you know, it is legal right now. So. Right. So that's where police are at right now.
When the dispensaries do potentially open in 2025, is it your understanding that the cannabis board will be tasked with, you know, regulating those, inspecting those, or will local government like the Winona City Council or Winona, you know, the local Winona government have any role in, you know, regulating or inspecting those facilities?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on this, but from my understanding currently is there will be a state permitting process that will also be, there will also be a necessary permit at the city level, just okay. like with, let's say, a massage therapy license or something like that. And so in that regard, I do believe that we will be responsible for inspections of those dispensaries.
Okay.
But there will be some sort of permitting both done at the state and the city level. That might change. Ultimately, that's what the state cannabis board will be coming up with. But
right.
we'll have to see how that works out over the next year or two here.
Does that mean the city will have to hire somebody new for that role or create some kind of a new department for that? Or do you not see it as being that laborious that you'll need new people?
Correct. I don't think it'll be that laborious. Okay. I think it'll fall within our current inspections team. And in that regard, they already do inspections on businesses. You know, we also have a fire inspector.
Right.
It checks for fire safety within businesses as well. So
sure. You know, I think, you know, obviously this, the passing of the marijuana bill, that, you know, on August 1st, it was a divisive issue, as a lot of issues are in politics. As you know, politics can get messy when you have people on different sides of a divisive issue like this. But, you know, from the perspective of a local government, a local municipality like you lead, like the Winona City Council, has it made it harder on the local level because this bill was sort of pushed through and there are kind of a lot of loopholes and a lot of uncertainties within the law? Has that made your guys' role a bit more challenging?
Yeah, I mean, you could say it's more challenging, but ultimately that's why we're there. We're there to handle issues that do come up within the city. Yeah. I don't care what the issue is. Nobody will always agree on everything. And so in this regard, and, you know, specifically the council at the meeting on Monday night, one thing we did all agree on is that we're not going to make everyone happy here, regardless of what we come up with. And so I think we'll have to try and find a good middle ground in terms of, you know, the two ends here are total restriction and or complete allowance of it. I do know that different cities within the state of Minnesota are handling it differently mm-hmm. based on the feedback or the council makeup that they have in each city. Some cities are totally allowing it in public spaces with normal smoking restrictions as you would have with tobacco.
Right.
And then the other cities are putting a moratorium on it and stopping it for now. Mm-hmm. But one thing you cannot do is you cannot make it illegal within the state of Minnesota any longer. That
right.
is a state law. So,
yeah. Your the next Winona City Council meeting is on August 21st,
mm-hmm.
I believe. Do you expect to have a definitive decision on what some of these regulations will be? Do you see it being postponed again? Is that kind of uncertain right now?
What basically the way these work, a lot of times if we ask staff and our city attorney's office to come back with something, a revised ordinance of some sort, a lot of times this will probably take more than 2 weeks. I'm complete speculation, but mm-hmm. if it came back on the 21st, I think we'd be prepared to look at it and debate it again and possibly approve it or reject whatever ordinance comes down through the agenda again. But my guess is more than likely it's probably going to fall into somewhere in September. There's what our city attorney's office will do is generally look at other cities to see what they are doing, to get some reference to give back to council and help create that ordinance. There is a lot of back and forth, even on our open public comment that we enacted last year, first time in, boy, 8, 10 years, something like that. There were 8 or 9 revisions of that throughout the process. And so generally staff and city attorney will work through those based on comparisons with other cities. So maybe on the 21st, but my speculation would probably be more than likely sometime in September.
Okay. And obviously the public is encouraged to give their input, give their feedback to you guys, to their council members, as far as how they're feeling about this. And you guys will obviously take that under consideration as well.
We always try to. I can't speak for the other council members, but yes, absolutely. We try to do that whenever possible.
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much for the information. This was very informative. That's Scott Sherman. He is the mayor of Winona, and he joined us in studio. We're talking about possible coming guidelines, restrictions, stipulations that will be put in place as far as smoking marijuana, using cannabis and cannabis-related products within the city of Winona, and those regulations and guidelines still being worked on by the Winona City Council, but they're hoping to get some regulations and guidelines put in place here over the next few weeks and next few months, as marijuana is now legal in the state of Minnesota, as a lot of you know, but up to local cities, towns, municipalities to kind of put their own regulations and guidelines in place. And the good folks on the Winona City Council trying to navigate this this new law and figure out what restrictions will be put in place here in the city of Winona. Scott, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll have you back soon.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
That's Scott Sherman, Winona Mayor. We will be back in a flash. You are in the know, KWNO.